attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, yesterday we started looking at how to be healed and stay healed. And you know, a lot of people get their healing, a lot of people don't. And some of the people that don't get their healing is because of the fact that they believe that they're being punished for some sin in their life. And they believe through guilt and condemnation that God doesn't want to heal them, or He can't heal them because He's a just God and they've had sin in their lives, etc., etc. And so the healing that they should get, it as one of God's promises, doesn't come to them because they believe in the lie of the devil. And so we want to look at this thing and pick it up and find out how to get healed and stay healed and get away from guilt and condemnation. Of course, Jesus Christ came once for all, to take away the sins of the world. And even doctors out in the world have discovered that this is a problem, being full of guilt and condemnation. And so we want to pick up where we left off yesterday. And if you're one of those people, why don't you really ask God to reveal to you the truth of His Word so you can get completely free from whatever sickness, whatever bondage is trying to hold you back. Because God loves you, and God's willing to, and God's capable of, and He has already done all He's going to do. And you need to receive that promise of healing and keep it. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, and a big God bless you.
Doctors are discovering that many psychosomatic sicknesses are caused by guilt and condemnation because the conscience is saying you have done wrong. The conscience, and that's coming from someplace deep within, is saying you've done something wrong. And that this might be a theology, this might be a doctrine, this might be your belief system, and that is holding people back from getting their healing and staying healed. Yes. They get into guilt. They're getting into guilt and condemnation. And they believe, well, you must be punished. The devil says you must be punished. How can your sin not be punished? Well, hello, newsflash, Jesus took the punishment for all of that sin. He took all of my punishment for all of my sin.
Yes, He did.
Say, Jesus took my punishment.
Jesus took my punishment.
I don't have to.
I don't have to.
You see, that's why you've got to have an answer that'll satisfy your conscience. Because these thoughts just pop out.
They will.
You're not thinking of them consciously thinking, but I did this. It comes from somewhere deep within. And boom, you've got to have the answer that just gets it out. You've got to have answers that satisfy your conscience. And the answer is that Jesus Christ took the punishment for my sin. He settled the sin issue once and for all. That's why Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation. None. But people are walking in condemnation because that comes up in their mind. How can God heal me? How? You don't know what Jesus did. You've got to concentrate on the finished work of the cross. When you look at the finished work of the cross and all it affords you, you will know that you don't have to pay for anything like that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. So when the conscience says to you, yes, you have sinned, you must be punished for the sin or else God is not a just God. You know, that's the next thing you'll hear the enemy saying to you is, well, God's a just God. He's got to punish sin. You have got to say, yes, you're right. I have sinned. But I've got somebody called Jesus who took the punishment for every sin. You've got to have that answer. You've got to stand on that word and believe it. Because the devil's going to come to you. He comes to me. He comes to all of us. Trying to convince you of the sin in your life. Come on. And so what happens is people are paying for their sin by staying sick. Not believing that the slate has been cleared once for all. The slate is taken care of. Jesus bore our sin upon himself. He became sin for us. It's just absolutely amazing. And so the maximum punishment was put on the body of Jesus Christ for every sin. Amen. You know, the Bible says he took my guilt and took my shame. Wow. And I'm allowing thoughts, obviously stirred up through different means and by the enemy and that, the accuser of the brethren. You know, devil actually means accuser. And he will try to keep saying this. And so you've got to say, there's no more punishment for me today because of what Jesus did. So go with me to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9. And we're going to look at something out of the New King James. Hebrews 9, verse 14. Look what it says. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. God's word, listen to what it says here. How much more shall the blood of Christ, this blood of Christ is what makes you brand new. Brand new. He makes you righteous with the blood. The blood takes away the sin. Completely. Remember when he had the Last Supper with his disciples? He said, this is the blood of my covenant, the new covenant that was shed for you. It was shed for our sin. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away. Takes away the sin. So if he's taken it away, why would I still hold on to it? Amen. You see, but you can hold on to it. You can be deceived into believing you got to, and you will operate out of defeat. It's the same thing, Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse.
Amen.
And so I shouldn't be in the curse. If I'm from it, I'm out of it.
Amen.
If he takes away the sins, then it means they're gone.
Amen.
Amen. But I can go back to the curse any day. I can say, oh, I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm miserable. How am I going to do this? And I'm putting myself back under that doubt and unbelief, because it's by faith we receive every one of the promises of God. It's by faith you get saved. Amen. And so people are being held up and they're believing the lies of the devil. They're believing wrong theology. They're believing what their parents told them. They believe what's in their subconscious. And they think, well, I've got to be punished for my sins. God's a just God, then he's got to punish sin. He did. He is just, and he did punish sin. Amen. And so now with the coronavirus going around, people are getting this in their mind. Someone told me this recently, very recently. Said, well, you know what? I haven't been the best Christian. Meaning, I think I'm going to get this.
Come on.
Oh, my Lord. And I've said it 1,000 times before. Stop looking at your bad and start looking at his good.
Amen.
He took care of the problem. So listen to it. How much more, if the blood of goats and animals could completely cover that sin for that time, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works. So all the dead things that I did, all the bad things that I did, my conscience is clean from that. That's why the Apostle Paul could say, look, I'm not looking behind me. I forget my past and I push forward towards the mark. I forget what's behind me. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he becomes a brand new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand spanking new.
Amen.
So it's gone. I'm redeemed from the curse. Behold, the Lamb of God, it takes away the sin. It's taken away, and I'm not in the curse.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, all you've got to do to get rid of the sin is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Free gift.
Right.
Read about the free gift. Romans 5:17 and many other places. 1 Corinthians 1:30. The free gift. It's a free gift. Salvation is a free gift. Righteousness is a free gift. Grace is a free gift. The love of God is a free gift. The mercy of God is a free gift. The joy from God is a free gift. The peace of God is a free gift. God gives gifts to His people.
Amen.
He even gave the fivefold as a gift.
Amen.
To come and tell you what I'm telling you now. To get you out of that spirit of condemnation. That's a lying spirit. And we know who the father of lies is. So who's that spirit really from?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We've got to get that thing. When it comes to you and starts confusing you, bringing that smoke cloud. And it's all smoke and mirrors with this guy.
Amen.
Telling you, it's all smoke and mirrors. And you better keep your eyes open. This time where we're living right now, I don't know if you saw that. I don't know if it's true or not, but I saw in the news, it was the Pope. He was talking to the people. There was no one there because you can't have crowds. And he was talking where he does in the square. And he was walking out and he disappeared all of a sudden. Did anyone see that? You saw it, Carol? I'm sure other people did. And they said it was a hologram. They said it wasn't the Pope. It was a hologram. And they showed it a few times. You can look at it. See it. I don't know if it is or not. I don't know. But they show him walking away. He turns his back. He walks away. And he's got that far to go. And all of a sudden, bush, he's gone. And this is it, the internet now. And so we don't know what's going on. There's smoke and mirrors everywhere. And I believe the Antichrist is going to use smoke and mirrors and holograms and stuff like that to pretend what's not real.
Amen.
And those that are believers in Christ should not fall for this trash.
Amen.
We've got to keep our eyes and our ears open and alert to what Jesus said.
Amen.
Amen. This is exciting. I mean, I saw a video years ago, and I showed it to the church, I think, of Elvis Presley. He died in 1977. Elvis Presley died in 77. They showed a video of him and what's her name?
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion singing a song together. And people that were in the audience screamed and raved like he was really there. And they showed him walking out onto the stage, a hologram. And then he sings a song and the camera goes around him. Complete 3D, and you see him from every angle, and he sings, and she's smiling at him. I mean, I just thought, wow. If you didn't know better, you'd think he was really there.
True.
You would believe he's there. And I'm sure some people did. I mean, the children of today. You know, my wife was saying today in our prayer for the education, thank God we got a school that is teaching the kids morals, values, the Word of God, an excellent education. Canaan graduated. Congratulations. Canaan graduated 2 days ago. Yay. He's finished from his schooling, and he started in kindergarten. He's the first one who went from beginning to end in our school. And but we train values. We have Bible studies. We have, chapel every day over there. Thank God we can do that. Because do you know what? He's 18 in October.
No.
He can vote.
August,
sorry. Destiny's in October. My daughter's in October. But he's 18 in August, right? August 11th, I do know it. But he can vote. He can vote. He's just got out of school. He's 18. He can vote. What about people that aren't learning? They're not learning about values like we're talking. They haven't heard the word. They haven't been sitting under and in chapel and learning about God. What about they're coming out of school, they're 18, and they start voting. We've got to train up our kids. We've got to let them know there's a good way and there's a wrong way.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard